translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Purport. We have already discussed that pure devotional service to the Lord is automatically followed by perfect knowledge and detachment from material existence. But there are others who consider that all kinds of different occupational engagement, including those of religion, are meant for material gain. The general tendency of any ordinary man in any part of the world is to gain some material profit in exchange for religious or any other occupational service. Even in the Vedic literatures, for all sort of religious performances, an allurement of material gain is offered. And most people are affected by such allurements or blessings of religiosity. Why are such so-called men of religion allured by material gain? Because material gain can enable one to fulfill desires, which in turn satisfy sense gratification. This cycle of occupational engagements include the so-called religiosity followed by material gain, and material gain followed by fulfillment of desires. Sense gratification is the general way for all sort of fully occupied men. But in the statement of Suta Goswami, as per the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is nullified by the present sloka. One should not engage himself in any sort of occupational service for material gain only, nor should material gain be utilized for sense gratification. How material gain should be utilized is described as follows. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Milatamena Tasme Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Udapata Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhadvinashyam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurapakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So very nice verse. Dharmasi Yapavargasya Narthor Arthayopakalpati Narthasya Dharme Kantasya Kamo Labai Hismuta. The very first word is Dharmasya. Does anyone know what is dharma means? What is dharma? People follow religion, dharma all over the world. So what is meaning of dharma? Attain? Yeah. Dharma means characteristics, like occupational engagement. The whole human society should be divided in four varna and four ashram. And when they follow exactly according to a varna ashram, that is called dharma. Nowadays dharma means very cheap. Anyone can say, I do believe this dharma, this is my dharma. But they don't follow the commandment. If you follow the commandment, then that is called dharma. So the whole society should be divided four varna. What are the four varna? four varna and four ashram. What is the four ashram? Brahmachari, Grihastha, yes. Then Vanprastha, yes. And last one, Sannyas. That is four ashram. Brahmachari, Grihastha ashram, Vanprastha, and last one is Sannyas. And four varna, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. If they follow exactly, that is called Dharma. So Dharma is very important. And the second one is Apavargasya. What does Apavargasya mean? What is opposite to Pavarg? That is Apavargasya. And what is the Pavarg? Like in ABCD, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, whatever. In Sanskrit, Ka, Kha, Ga, Ga, Cha, Cha, Ya, Ta, Ta, Da, Tha, Da, Na, Pa, Pha, Ba, Ba, and Ma. Right? So this is Pavarg. Pa, Pha, Ba, Ba, and Ma. What is Pa? What does Pa means? You know probably. Pa means? Pa. What does the Pa means? Pa. Pa means Parishram. Hard labor. People all over the world, any part of the world, they're working hard. You may be doctors, engineers, dentists, pharmacists, technicians, whatever. People all over the world working. Hard work, not ordinary work, hard work. In America, sometimes do the three shifts. They come back, they hardly went in the morning, when they leave the house, the children are sleeping. They don't see the face of the children. When they come back in the evening, children again sleeping. And again they get up, little rest and go to another shift work. So people all over the world working hard. Why? So that they can artha, they get some money. And when they get the money, that is for what? For sense gratification. Is it for all over the world? Any part of the world you go. People always after sense gratification. So the very first one is power, pa. Very hard labor. And then when you do a hard work, then what happen? Especially in animals, there is a foam come from the mouth. It's called pho. The foam come from the mouth because of the hard labor. Pa, pho, then ba. Ba means bewildered. When you work hard, you don't have any energy left, then you confuse. You don't know what is right and what is wrong. Bibhartya. Misguided by friends, misguided by relatives. And you believe them, they are true. You have read Srila Prabhupada books. But when in association with the friends, you believe your friends best. Now you should know who is best. Prabhupada best or your friend best. So even sometimes because of the association, Durjana Sangha Tyaga. That's why I say Durjana Sangha Tyaga. Never associate with the Durjan people, baddie people. Those who got a bad quality. Otherwise you will be covered by that ignorance and passion. That is the bibhartya. Then bhaya. Bhaya means danger. In every part of there is danger. Even the birds, they are eating nice food, you throw something, they eat. As soon as you do like this, they will fly away. Everyone is bhaya, danger. No matter how big personality you are, bhaya. That is material world is like that. And the last one is called ma. Ma means mrityu, death. Then no matter how we are, as sure as death. Srila Prabhupada used to say, as sure as death. Anyone who is born on this material world, death will be there one day. No matter who you are. No matter how much property you got, how much bank balance you got, but one day death will catch you. So this pa, pha, bha, bha, and ma. Mrityu, death. So he said the apavargasya. You come out of this power and join apavargasya. And then engage in material, your engagement, your qualified engagement. Suppose if you are, Srila Prabhupada gave a nice example, that a butcher, if you go to politics, what he will do? Politicians means they do good for the whole citizens. That is their aim. Sometimes they sacrifice their own life for the good of general good of the people. But if the animal killer goes, what he will do? Because he himself is a sinful. So first of all, you have to make your life perfect. Then you can do good for the people. So this is important. Now, apavargasya, nartho rartaya prakalpati. So, dharma in human society, there is four thing important. Dharma, artha, kam, and moksha. Dharma means religion. Artha means economic development. Artha. Kam means sense gratification. And the last one is called moksha, liberation. Any part of the world, you can, if you follow the dharma properly, then your economic development will be solved automatically. You don't have to work hard like a donkey. If you follow the real religion, then economic development will be solved automatically. Dharma artha, it's a whole chain. Dharma artha, then kam. Then when you get the money, your senses will be satisfied. And then the last one is called liberation, but that's not the end. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, panchos vadam vanam rajet. After 50, one should retire from family life and then dedicate his or her life for Radha Gokulanand, Radha Lannaneshwar, Radha Radhanath, Sitaram. That is called dedication. You must dedicate your life. Not that whole life earning money and is for sense gratification. That is not the aim of human form of life. Human form of life is completely different. Athato Brahma Jignyasa. That is the aim of human life. But nowadays, if you ask anyone, what is your aim? I will be qualified as, you know, there are a lot of money, property, get married, children. It's chain going on and on and on. If you do the self-survey. Self-survey means there are four question and answer. Very first question, he says, when your pleasure came to end, how did you feel? Everyone want to enjoy, especially Christmas time. If you ask anyone, oh, enjoy the life, you know, drink alcohol, eat meat, whatever, they enjoy the life fully this whole month. And people all over the world, they enjoy the life. Even in India, they enjoy life. This is festive season, in a festival mood. But this is, if you ask anyone, when your pleasure came to end, how did you feel? The answer may be, I felt let down, miserable, depressed, and I felt aggrieved. That will be the answer. The second question will be, and why is that? Why is that? Not fully satisfied, obviously. I did not want my pleasure to end. I wanted to just to keep on going. If you do anything, if you like it, then that is your desire. Keep on and on and on, going on and on. You don't want to be end. And the third question may be, and how long did you want it to keep on going? How long? The question may be, forever, of course. But is it possible in the material world? It's not possible. Any pleasure, sense pleasure, there is a beginning and there is an end. That two things are important, beginning and end. Whatever you do, whatever senses you engage for the pleasure of your mind, body, or senses, there is end, and no one is satisfied. So in the end, we seek eternal pleasure. But this is material world. Nothing is permanent here. So, it is possible? It's not possible. Of course not. So how living entity give up their own life? That's a nice example. So many living entity, and they engage in so many sinful activity for the sensual pleasure, material sense gratification. How they live? They lost their own life even by doing that. How? As for example, elephant. Now elephant is a big animal. To get the elephant is very, very difficult. So what the trainer, the people, they train one, is called a sea elephant. And before they train, they make a big hole in the ground. And they guide the sea elephant in front of the big elephant. The big elephant, because of the sexual attraction, he follows to the sea elephant. Now the guy in front, what they do? They cover with the leaves and branches of the tree. The hole is covered with the... So the sea elephant, when she come near, the trainer removes on the side. But the elephant, when she go, jump into the big hole. Just because of the sexual attraction. That's how they get the elephant. And they, because of the attraction, sense gratification, he becomes the slaves for the whole lifetime. Because that guy took him in the circus, tied him a big chain, iron chain, and slave become whole lifetime slave. Because of one sense, just imagine. So if he's all senses, what will happen to you? Very, very difficult. That's why Srila Prabhupada established this Brahmachari ashram. Brahmachari is most important ashram in ISKCON, all over the world. And this is Srila Prabhupada's mission, Brahmachari. Unless only in extreme circumstances, if you can't marriage, then you enter the Gruhastha life. And that is not end. Then vanprastha and then sannyas. In Kali Yuga, sannyas not allowed, but at the same time, we can preach all over the world. So that is also. Then another one is called deer. Another animal called deer. How deer love the life? Deer like the music. So the hunter, they have a special kind of music. Actually, deer doesn't stand steady. It just go this way, no? Deer doesn't stand steady. And to shoot the deer is very difficult. So the hunter, there is a special kind of music. and by listening to the music, the deer come near and near and near. And when she come near, then he got the hunter got the target and shoot the arrow. Lost the life. Then third one is called Brahmar, wasp. Wasp, because of the flower attraction, come, go inside, you know, deep into the flower, come out again, go in the flower. Now in the evening, the flower started closing. All the petals slowly started closing. But the Brahmar didn't realize, because of the attraction of the flower, doesn't realize that I'm going to be dead, you know, in the morning. The stage inside the Brahmar and lotus close. And whole night become the prisoner. And next day morning, die. Actually, he got capacity. This wasp, he can make a hole in the wood even. Brahmar, if you notice, they can make a wood, big hole in the wood. But when the flower is very soft, but he cannot come out. That is called attraction, sense gratification. And then another one is called snake. The snake charmer. How they call the big snake? There is a special kind of music. When they play the music, the snake come near. And then they are very expert, they grab the snake. And remove the poisonous teeth. And the snake become lifetime slaves. So that's why I say that even if you get the arthopajan, money, you get money, there is no problem. You can accumulate money. But it should be used for not your sense gratification. You should be used for Krishna's purpose. For ISKCON, all over the world, we have lot of things to do. So you can guide the whole society, Srila Prabhupada said. Then one ISKCON devotee can guide the whole village or whole city. Very, very important. Devotee has lot of energy in the body. Sometimes we don't use it. We got so much energy by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, but we hardly use it. Especially now this marathon coming. So energy, you can use it all the time. You can convince, like for our Haveli project, people got so much money. In London especially, when they spend the money, like recently Black Friday gone, they done billions of pounds of business. And now the Christmas time also. Even if you don't want it, the advertising industry is so rapid, so fast. Even if you don't want it, you buy it. So that is sense gratification. But same person you can involve in ISKCON movement. That Prabhuji, look, Mataji, we got ISKCON project, Haveli project, why don't you help that one? You know, that because you already got 10 pair of shoes, why do you want to 11 pair of shoes? But because of the advertisement, industry is so, you know, even we are sometimes, we catch up. It's a whole cycle of, you know, cycle, evolution. And anyone, no matter how big you are, how expert, how intelligent you are, you grab in the maya. That's why sense, you know, and then one called snake, and then a moth. Another example is called moth. Moth is attracted to fire. He goes, if you see night time especially, when there's a big fire, so many moths come, go round, go far away, come to near to the fire, then go away, come to the fire, they try. Now moth see, there's a lot of heaps of moths flying, died. Because when you touch the fire, what happened? Bang, bang, bang. You know, fart. They know that before me, moth tried to touch the fire and there's a bang, fart, and is killed. They know, but still because of the fire attraction, the moth goes there. Come down, go again, come near, come, and then when touch it, bang, fart, finished. Well, that is called sense gratification. This is just a simple example. The human form of life, so many examples lies. But for the devotee is not even after liberation even. What there is nice, what you call is nice. I'll write down something nice for you. He says Bilwa Mangal Thakur in Krishna Karnamuta. Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, Mukti Swayam Mukulinta Janjali Savyati Smanam. Jnanis are engaged in severe austerities for Mukti, for liberation. But the Mukti stand with folded hands at the door of a devotee, ready to serve him. But the devotee is interested only in pure love of Krishna. He is not interested in any kind of sense gratification, including liberation. That is called pure devotee. Pure devotee is so interested in, he don't want even mukti, liberation. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, sundarim va kavitam va jagadishya kamaye, mama janamani janmani swaray, bhautad bhaktir, ahaitu kitvai. without any cause, without any effect. That is called pure devotee. Even in the devotee, there are three: first class, second class, and third class. Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and what one? The third one? Kanishtha Adhikari, even devotee. So we have to be very, very careful. The temptation is so much in the material world that let me get this money. You know, so many devotees came to ISKCON and they left the ISKCON as well to get money and then enjoy for the sense gratification. Now, why do you go for iron? When you got the gold, why you weren't looking for iron? That was happened to Dhruv Maharaj. When he was austerity, and when he got, he said, I was looking for a broken glass, and now I got diamond in my hand. You know, that is the aim of human form of life. Don't waste a single minute. This sense gratification is very, very important. Okay, that doesn't mean you won't use sense gratification. You have to use it. But Srila Prabhupada said, nice example. He compared sense gratification to a salt. When you prepare the food, he said, excellent sense gratification is not good. You do in a sense gratification in a normal way, systematic way. But then, excessive sense gratification is not good. Like Srila Prabhupada, the example compared sense gratification to using a salt in the food preparation. If you use too much salt, then you ruin the whole prasadam. And if you use too little, that is also no good. Sri Sri Radha Gokula Ananda ki, Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Giri Govardhan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. I think you are so tired, you don't say Jai even. Sri Radha Gokula Ananda ki, Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Giri Govardhan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Thank you so much. That is called spirit. There should be the spirit of a devotee. So he says, if you eat little salt, that is no good. If you eat too much salt, that is also no good. So keep the balance. I'll give you a nice example. One day, one devotee came to my house. And then what happened? He said, Prabhuji, let's go for a preaching. I said, yeah, don't mind. But when we go to preaching, we must have some prasadam. He said, yeah, okay, I know everything. He said, let's call my wife to help you. He said, no, I don't want any help. I'm brahmachari. I don't want any help from anyone. I'll do myself. I said, look, you are new to my kitchen. You don't know what is where. He said, doesn't matter. I'll manage. Don't worry. He said, okay. He said, where will you go? He said, I am a president of an organization. I know so many friends. So until you are tired, I'll take you. Wherever you want to, until you are tired, I will take you wherever you go. He said, okay. Then in that case, he said, I'll make more prasadam. Halwa. I said, okay, make halwa. No problem. Everyone like halwa. So he started cooking halwa nicely. And you won't believe it, it's a whole big pot, you know. He put everything nicely. And when it's ready, after about 40 minutes or something, when it's ready, I said, Prabhuji, is ready? He said, yeah, ready. I said, okay, let's offer to God first. He said, okay. So we offered, I put the tulsi leaf, offered to the Lord. And guess what happened? In the halwa, when I tasted it, I said, Prabhuji, you better taste it. You made it. You test it now. And he tested him. My God. I said, what happened? He said, instead of sugar, I put the salt. And he said, I don't want any help from anyone. Instead of sugar, he put the salt. And it's a big pot as well. That what happened. When you don't follow the proper system, that what happened. And this is a true story, you know. So it happens sometimes. When the devotee, when you have too much confidence in something, then it happens. That's why you always depend on your spiritual master, depend on the association of the devotee, and not only devotee. There is a Kadam Kanan Swami say nicely. He says that there is a five things. What are they? Sadhu Sangha, association of the devotees. Then, perhaps you know, Prabhuji, five things important in the spiritual life. What are they? Yeah. And? That's right, yeah. And one more? Association of duty. So this is most important. You see, your house will be like Vrindavan. If you don't want to involve in sense gratification, because attraction, there is always male and female attraction is there. So what Kadam Kaman Swami said, that your house, flat or whatever, it should be like Vrindavan. Make a Vrindavan atmosphere. Then you won't be attracted to any other thing. That's the most important thing. You won't be attacked because the house, when you get up, there is nice go Nitayon house, in a temple, incense stick, then offer the ghee lamp to Krishna. Some people don't know why we offer ghee lamp to Krishna. Actually, Vedic way, when you offer ghee lamp, you don't see the poverty in the house. That is Vedic way. Incense stick, ghee lamp, is everything systematic Srila Prabhupada established. Even the Tulsi, why we worship Tulsi at 4:30 in the morning? Tulsi was very pious plant. There are so many other plants. Why Srila Prabhupada established Tulsi plant? By worshipping Tulsi, you don't suffer from the poverty. Very simple thing. People, this Vedic knowledge is very important all over the world. There are so many rich people. They got so much money and they were used for sense gratification. So it is devotee's duty to use the same Lakshmi for Krishna. It is our duty to, otherwise who going to tell them? No one going to tell them. It's Srila Prabhupada only, he was so merciful. He went to one day, this is a, you know, Satsarup Das Goswami wrote this book. Right? It's a volumes of book. Srila Prabhupada, you know. And then on this page number 117, it says, nice, Srila Prabhupada, for the suffering humanity, what he did, how much miracle he did, how much suffering he did, that I want to explain you. Okay? On Saturday, April 1st, near the end of his stay in San Francisco, America, Srila Prabhupada accepted an invitation from Lion Gotile, head of the Morning Star Ranch, a nudist hippie commune. Can you believe that? Prabhupada wanted to go to a nudist hippie ranch. And then what happened? He didn't refuse either, because he wanted to push on this movement. And then what happened? Morning Star was a bunch of young people living in the woods. The devotees explained to Prabhupada the hippies there had spiritual aspiration. That only one point Srila Prabhupada got. Doesn't matter where condition, where they live, what condition. But because they are spiritual aspirations, then Srila Prabhupada said, the fire is there. Now let me ignite the fire. Everything is ready, the wood is there, the ghee, butter is ready. Let me go and just ignite the fire there. That was what he did. He said that they grew vegetables and worshipped the sun. They would hold hands and listen to the air. And naturally, they were involved in lots of drug taking and free sex. When you came in the morning, when lion came, Lau came in the morning to pick up Swami, they talked and Prabhupada gave him a rasgulla, a sweet made of bite-sized bowls of curd smeared in sugar water. After a few minutes together in Prabhupada's room, they started for Morning Star, 60 miles north of San Francisco. Lau gave says, I told Swamiji to fasten his safety belt. He said no. He said Krishna will handle it. Only Prabhupada can do something, you know. Not ordinary people can do it. He won't be stand down. Then, so on the way out, I was showing all my vast interest on having a road of biography of other people. But Prabhupada was not interested. In the end, he said, putting a gentle hand on my knee, when you have found your true path, all further investigation of comparative religion is merely sense gratification. When you found the true path, all other things all over the world is simply sense gratification. True path, true religion. Situated in a forest of redwoods, more than 200 feet tall, Morning Star Ranch occupied what had once been an egg farm. Some of the land had been cleared for farming. There were a few tents, some unsubstantial like little huts, a couple of tree houses, but the only decent inhabited building was Lau's place, an old chicken house. Srila Prabhupada stayed in chicken house. But the commune had about 100 full-time members, with a member of residents residing in so many trees, there 100 on the weekends in warm weather, when people would come out to work in the garden or just walk around naked and get high. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed so much for our own humanity. He went to naked, to people who are naked, complete naked. Actually, Vedic principle, even when you enter a bath, you should never enter a bath or water naked. It's insult to Varun Devata. No matter how you are, how big devotee you are, either boy, girl, even sannyasi, they always have where some private part must be covered, because otherwise you occupy in sinful activity. So when you take a bath or shower, private part must be covered. Otherwise that insult, not only insult, you cover by the sinful activity. And that for activity, you have to suffer life after life. That's why this is Vedic knowledge. This is called dharma, religion. You follow, not only follow, and tell other people as well. Usually in England, when I came to 76, I went to the swimming pool. And I was shocked. Big, big adult people walking naked. I said, my God, how these people got civilized London. This is true fact story. All the little children, girls, boys were there. They walking. And the big, big people, 50, 60 years old, they wandering naked in the swimming bath. Can you believe that? This is Eastern movement. We people are ignorant, under ignorant. And we have to push this knowledge all over the world. Then, my dear friend, you are a civilized human being. Now, leave the sinful activity. Follow one commandment of Lord Jesus, thou shall not kill. Forget about nine. Just one commandment, especially Christmas time. And not only Christian, even Indian, all over the world, they're doing so many sins. That is called sense gratification. In the name of sense gratification, money is no problem. Money, anyone can earn any amount of money. So many, I don't want to say, but so many people earn money like, you know, whatever way they want to. You engage in sinful activity and you earn lot of money. Money will be there, no problem. You got senses, you engage your senses in the right direction and you earn money, simple as that. As simple as that. But the real thing is, push on this movement. And that is, we can do it. Only ISKCON devotee can. Certain things like Srila Prabhupada did. And same way, certain thing only Hare Krishna devotee can do it. They weren't afraid of anyone. They go anywhere. They go to prison to teach spirituality. They go to school, university, college. And actually, if you do one program, they will like it. They love it. When I go to India for 5-6 months, we always preach all over the villages. In the beginning, because in the villages so many different religions. I said, oh, how dare you come to this village? This is this month and that month and belong to that Swami. I said, no, we don't worry about Swami. We don't criticize anyone. We want to teach you what is dharma. And then once they realize, they say, come, when you come again? That is Srila Prabhupada's mission. When they tasted it, not like Rasgulla or Sandesh, when you taste it, then you know what is Rasgulla. If you lick the bottle, honey bottle from outside, how do you know? You lick whole day 24 hours, nothing will happen in the mouth. When you open the bottle, lick inside, then you know real taste, real honey. Then that we can do all of us, or can do it. By Krishna's mercy, sense gratification available any part for anyone. Anyone can use sense gratification. Even dog have sex on the street. But that they are after all a dog. We are human beings, civilized human beings. And that we can engage all over the world people. All over the world we can get this knowledge. Not only find out what is right, what is wrong, and turn the society in the right path. That is our devotees. By association, you can change so many people's life. And that's why this movement is very, very powerful. You know, and when you are tired, when your senses, like you are young man, young boy, sometimes senses harass you, then you just sing nice song like this one. Vrindavana ramya sthana divya chintamani dhama ratna mandira manohara. Vrindavana ramya sthana divya chintamani dhama ratna mandira manohara. Avruta kalinda nije rajahansa kelikore tahe sobe kan कमल. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Like that, and your mind will be diverted to other thing. Even when you take a shower, You can all the river, holy river, Gangeche, Muneche, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jalayasminsan, Nidim Kuru, like that. That way your mind will be not engaged in other sensual activity. Always in Vrindavan, always river, Ganga, Saraswati, Yamuna, Nadi. That way you'll stop doing sinful activity. That's the only way. This is Vedic knowledge. And that you have to spread all over the world. Prithvite yachayata nagradi gram sarvatta pracharu hoibe moranam. Krishna sometimes force you, but Mahaprabhu, when he came, he said, one day time will come, my name will be sung all over the world, every town and every village. And that blessing is me with me, with you, everyone. Now just take the kartal, take the mrudanga, and go out and preach. You got energy in the body, while you got energy, when you become old, you can't do anything. And when you become old even, then your house make a like Vrindavan. Your friend might say, oh, he's gone crazy now. Or some relatives, they might say, oh, he's madman. Or some highly qualified men, those who are Vedantist, Jaimini, they say, oh, he's gone berserk now. Old age catching up. But you know you are pure devotee. In your house, Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. You know what you are pure devotee. You're not crazy, they are crazy. They are wasting their time for sense gratification, not you. Even when you become a devotee, and if there is no facility, you can't come to temple, in your own home, make Vrindavan atmosphere. And that is the aim of human form of life. Otherwise, this material world is like glaring. My eyes always there to grab you. And it's so powerful, doesn't matter. Big personality finished, just gone like that. Okay? Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Giri Govardhan ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Kau Premanande. Haribo, thank you so much. Is there any question, comment, realization?